informative, local, dependable. This is Meg with Pep Talk. I may have to play that song every Friday because I know I am working for the weekend. And then it says everybody's working for a new romance. Yeah, I'm in that category. So good morning to you. I hope you're having a good start to your Friday. I know I am because I have in the house Topher Warren, who's an education director at the Pensacola Little Theater, one of my all-time favorite places in Pensacola. Good morning, Topher.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I'm so excited you could come in. He's very sweet. He came in at the last minute, so I really appreciate that.
Easy stuff.
Okay, so some exciting things. I love when Friday is opening night Friday.
It's the best kind of Friday.
Yeah, so tell me all about it. You got a show opening today, tonight.
We do. So we have our season opener for our 25-26 season, which is...
Oh, it is. That's right.
Yeah.
I just got goosebumps. I forgot. Okay. Great.
Yeah, and this is... it's crazy because this is our 89th season as a company.
Wow.
Since 1936 we've been around. So the 100-year mark is in the horizon. We see it.
Golly,
it's coming.
That's so exciting. Yeah. And you weren't always in the building that we're in now.
No.
You know, where was the first one? Was it like a little Quonset hut kind of thing?
I want to say it was something like that. Either the first or the second building was our Quonset hut.
Yeah,
we
I remember seeing about
the North Palafox Theater, which is now a bank or something
right?
like that up on Palafox. But we've been in our building since 96. And
which
so,
is a great place now, the center, right, in downtown Pensacola. If you have not been there to see a show, I just highly recommend. A lot of people are, I don't go to the theater, or I just do Netflix. Trust me, there is nothing better than the live experience. I promise you, if you go, you'll never not go again.
For sure.
Okay, so tell us about this one.
Yeah, opening night. So we have our season opener, which is a play called Goonie Bird Green and Her True Life Adventures, which is a very long title. But it's a really high energy children's play. Mm-hmm. But there's something for anybody who wants to come see it. There's something you can take from it. But it's about a young girl named Goonie Bird Green.
Right there, we're in trouble.
Right, already. Absolutely.
That probably should have been my name, Goonie Bird. That would have been more appropriate.
But she comes to a brand new school, and it's really her story of telling people about herself. And sometimes the truth isn't always what it seems. And so she's kind of notorious for spreading the truth just a little bit thin. And so she likes to build upon and extenuate some of those stories that she has.
What is that word? Not exaggerate, elaborate.
Elaborate, over elaborate. Yeah,
yeah. There's a word for that.
So she gives the truth a nice glossy shine to it. But very funny stories. It's a high energy play. And one of the really cool things about this is it's a story for children, but the cast includes children and adults and everywhere in between. So we have a wide variety of different aged actors that get to collaborate on the show together.
Fun. So now, is this a main stage production?
So it's considered...
Or Studio 400?
It's considered part of our Treehouse series. So this is our family-friendly series.
Uh-huh.
What's really interesting about this play that we haven't done in a very long time is typically most of our Treehouse or Acorn productions get thrown in the courtroom.
Right, which we call Studio 400. Also,
right.
In Treehouse, yeah.
But what we've done is we've put it on the main stage. But if you've ever come to see a show at PLT, it's not like your traditional, we're sitting in the audience and we're seeing the stage. They actually have built the stage to have the audience sit on the stage with the actors. So it's a lot more immersive.
Oh, you're kidding.
Right,
I don't think I've
face.
Ever seen that before.
So if you're looking out into the audience, that's actually the back wall of the set. And so it's very interesting, very kind of a cool design from the technical director and the director.
Yeah.
Just having this idea of...
Oh, I love
it.
So who's directing?
So it's a good friend of mine. His name is Justin Gaylard. And this is actually his directorial debut. So he's assistant directed a few shows with me and with others. And this is his first time jumping into the director's chair full on.
Excellent. Okay. And then Kayla Stevenson is
technical
director.
Director.
She always does a beautiful job.
Absolutely.
Really great. I'm excited about it. I didn't realize that y'all were putting the audience on stage.
Yeah.
That gives it a whole nother dynamic.
So it'll still feel kind of studio where it's, a smaller 100-person audience member kind of situation. But it is very different, and the audience and the actors are only maybe 5 feet from each other at all times.
Oh, I love that.
So it's a very cool experience.
Okay, so is it a musical or a play or a comedy or drama?
It's
all of the above?
It's a little bit of everything. It is a non-musical. However, there is a choreographer for this show, so there is musical elements to it without it being a singing musical.
Okay.
It is definitely leans on the style of a comedy. It's very lighthearted, but there's a beautiful truth nuggets to it that kind of hit you in the heart a little bit.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah.
Okay, well, tell us the times, the dates, and the cost, and how to get tickets.
Yes, so we open, like I said, tonight, which is crazy. So we have our show's going to run from August 1st through the 3rd, which is this weekend, and then we're running again on the 7th through the 10th. So
next
Thursday through the thing.
Okay.
So on Friday nights, we have our show opening tonight, which is a nighttime show. We have a show at 7 o'clock, which is
Not too late for kids.
Not too late at all. On the weekends, we are doing a matinee tomorrow. So we have a 2:30 matinee on Saturday, which I love because school is coming back.
Yes.
So go see a fun show, then get your back-to-school shopping done.
Yes, absolutely.
And then a matinee on Sunday as well.
Excellent.
And then next Saturday, we'll have a two-show day. So it's going to be still a Thursday, Friday nighttime show, but our Saturday will be a matinee at 2:30 and a 7 o'clock time.
So for this show, there's not a Saturday night performance. Is that correct?
Correct. For this weekend, there is not.
Okay, so there's not. Okay, so where do you get the tickets and how much are they typically?
Yeah, so typically our tickets are going to run, for this one, it's going to be a general admission ticket. And I want to say they run a little under $20.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Gosh, a movie costs that much almost these days, right?
And you got to add popcorn, all the other fun things to it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And tickets can be bought or can be bought two different ways. One can be purchased through our website at PensacolaLittleTheater.com. The other one is you can give us a call at our office number, which is going to be at 850-432-2042, extension 100, which goes right to Michael, our center services coordinator, and he'll be able to help you to get ready of all those ticket needs for you.
And that's a good person to touch base if you have a group that wants to go. Maybe you've got a classroom, you've 100%. Got a bunch of kids or a Sunday school class or something like that. It'd be a great upbeat kind of thing to do with the kids right before you go back to school.
Absolutely.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Love
okay,
it.
I'm so excited. Topher Warren is here with the Pensacola Little Theater. So we've talked about the show that's opening this weekend, and it got a couple minutes here. He's also in charge of all the acting classes and education that goes on. You're just wrapping up summer. Are y'all done now and heading for fall?
Summer's officially done, which it's so wild because the summertime is the shortest semester that I have, but it's the busiest because it's just nonstop for like 8-9 weeks.
No doubt.
Yeah, so we just finished one of our most successful summer. It's our second biggest summer we've ever had in PLT history. It's huge.
Oh, yay.
And then this fall, we're hoping to make it the biggest fall semester we've ever had. We're offering 17 different classes this fall.
Wow. You really are. My dream was always to have the Pensacola Little Theater Acting Academy. And it sounds like it's been developing into that
And
now.
We do have an academy. We're trying to create more of the school style of that, which I love.
Yeah. Well, with 17 different classes, you're on your way.
Absolutely. And there's such a big variety of classes you can take. We reach from our youngest student, which is we accept starting at age 4.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
Our oldest, my oldest student was like 78 years old, and it was a woman who just wanted to get back into theater. And so I love it.
I love that. Yeah. Well, you know, when you got a little one that's running around the house with a Superman cape on, that they might have some theater acting potential.
100%. They have some creativity they're waiting to explore there.
Well, you know, it's funny too, because I just saw about the guy that the young boy that just played Carnegie Hall is 5 years old.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And the parents said that before he could walk, he would actually crawl to the piano, and they showed a video of him crawling to the piano and starting to play. That's just insane.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that's about. I'm sure there's some
the prodigy mentality.
Yeah, there's something going on there. But you know, if you've got talent, but you know what I think acting does for kids too is that even if they're not going to pursue a career in it, or they're not going to be, you know, doing play after play, whatever, it builds confidence, especially 100%. For the shy ones. And also they get a chance to socialize maybe with kids that aren't at their school.
Yeah.
Right? So they get to mix and mingle with kids from other schools. And so you get a chance to get out of your shy box a little bit.
Yeah. And that's kind of become kind of like the new, I call it like the new vision or mission statement of the education program since I took over. It's just become, I'm not trying to create the next generation of like really great actors, but I want to create the next generation of like really good people who love the theater.
Yeah.
Really just empathetic people who love the theater.
Yeah.
And I think if we do that, the world's going to be unstoppable.
Okay, so what are some of the class's titles, I guess I would say?
Yeah, so our youngest is going to be called Stage Sprouts because we're all about growth and learning, and we're going to hit the stage. And so that's our 4 to 6, 4 to 7-year-old classes.
Oh, my goodness. I want to just sit in on that class.
It's so much fun. Immediately going from there, we jump into our Acting for Kids and Musical Theater for Kids, which is our 2nd through 5th grade classes, really just introductory but really cultivating that love for the craft.
Mm-hmm.
We jump into our middle school program where we offer an improv class, an acting class, and then this past year we started offering an audition techniques class.
Oh, critical. So, that's so helpful.
And then for adults, we offer both an improv and an acting class. And so
fun.
A wide variety.
Yeah. Well, I think the audition class is so helpful because a lot of people are really great singers, and once they get the part, they're fabulous.
Sure.
But they just choke in auditions. And auditions are so nerve-wracking.
100%.
I don't care how good you are as an actor or singer. Yeah. They're just nerve-wracking.
And I don't call this as a criticism to like the schools, but definitely when I was in school, school, learning how to audition was not like a skill set that's taught. You just kind of have to figure it out by learning and
good luck,
by failing.
Kid.
And so this really helps those tips and tricks of the trade to help you feel more confident.
Excellent. Okay, we're talking this morning with Topher Warren. He's Education Director at the Pensacola Little Theater, talking about the show that's opening tonight. Tell me the title again.
It's been Goonie Bird Green and Her True Life Adventures.
Goonie Bird Green and Her True Life Adventures. If you've got a question about the classes, PLT, upcoming programs, just text it in this morning, 850-437-1620. That's why it's called the Expert Panel, and we've got our expert from PLT this morning, Topher Warren. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. I have Topher Warren here with the Education Director with Pensacola Little Theater. Got some texts rolling in, 850-437-1620. One of them was asking about the percentage of PLT annual operating expenses. How much of that is covered by ticket sales? Well, Topher's not the treasurer at this point.
I am not.
However, I can say, and we're just talking about it, you know, this is a nonprofit. So tell us about all the different ways that you have funding.
Yeah, so there's a lot of different ways that we get funding as an organization. One is we get a ton of different, well, I'd say we get a ton of grants, but there's opportunities for grants from a state perspective and state scale to a national scale. And
we
to
have
just
the local,
ACE
grant.
Yep, and then the Florida Division of Cultural Affairs. So really, grants are a great way to support nonprofit work. Mm-hmm. It's up to the nonprofits to kind of apply for those things to help us fund. We also do a bunch of different fundraisers as well. We'd have a big fundraiser twice a year, one called Depart, which is focusing on arts education and really just, we call it For the Kids. And so
always
it's an opportunity
good.
Just to help build scholarships and to help build the education program. And then we have our annual fundraiser Cabaret, which
I haven't been
to Cabaret yet, man. It's always a fun time.
Yeah, it's
a large
great
party that helps just kind of support the funds and needs of the theater and keeping us moving.
But you also have sponsorships for all kinds of different things, right?
Yes, we have definitely sponsorships that help play within our playbill. So if you have an organization or a business that you want to help promote, we have opportunities for that, as well as just opportunities to kind of help, you know, trademark into our building and help
Well, ticket sales, I mean, basically that helps a percentage, but it's hard to say what percentage because it gets complicated between education and operating. And plus, the center has other tenants there as well.
Do.
So you had the Ballet Pensacola is there.
And then the West Florida Literary Society.
Okay, so if you just joined us, talking with Topher Warren, so excited because it's opening night Friday.
It is. It's the best kind of Friday.
Okay, tell us about the show and how we can get tickets.
Yeah, so we have a play opening tonight called Goonie Bird Green and Her True Life Adventures. It's the opening of our season, but also it's our treehouse opener, so it's for family friendly. You can get our tickets for those shows either at PensacolaLittleTheater.com or by contacting our box office. You can speak with Michael, who's our box office coordinator and the center services coordinator. Mm-hmm. And it's just going to be such a fun, high energy show about a young girl who moves to a new town and is starting over her life of making new friends and trying to be the impressive one that has great stories.
Well, it's perfect timing for back to school.
100%.
Right? I'm sure there's some good lessons for kids in there about
sure
being yourself and all those.
A little bit of good strategy of when that show should happen.
Yes, absolutely. So also you have coming up now, one of the things that's nice to know is if you have an inkling that you might want to be in a show, there's different styles and opportunities, right? Maybe talk about you have, because we have the main stage productions. You also have the Treehouse Productions, Studio 400, which is typically more original pieces, maybe a little more avant-garde.
Very much.
More intimate, I think.
Yes, I would call it. It's very the experimental, a little different.
Right.
So we have those three different branches. We have our Treehouse, which is family friendly. We have our studio, which you said is a very avant-garde, experimental,
a little
newer,
more intimate,
under-published works.
Space.
Yeah, it only seats about 100. And then we have our main stage series. And what's really special this year is we also approved for a FUFU grant. So we'll be having a whole separate production that's just a part of FUFU as well.
And that's exciting because they're doing the auditions soon for that,
very
right?
Very soon.
So if you're interested, talk about that show because it's pretty cool.
So Ashley McLaughlin, I take that back. She is married now. Ashley Simmons.
I know. It's tough to get rid of the
If she's listening, she'll be like, that's not my name. And I'll go, Ashley Simmons, welcome in. But at our incredible marketing director, who's also, we call her like the Shakespeare guru of PLT. She just gets how the bard works. She and her husband have kind of collaborated this idea of putting on a production of A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Oh.
But instead of just having it on the main stage, we're going to incorporate that throughout our whole building. And so,
oh, wow.
And in addition to that, we're going to incorporate kind of the 80s punk grunge kind of music.
Oh, well, wait a minute. I know something about that.
So
you're talking.
There'll be contemporary loosely, but like there'll be modern music adapted with the Shakespearean dialogue of iambic pentameter and how the dialogue and language is spoken there to tell an hour-long-ish version of the story that starts in certain rooms in our building and goes all the way up to, even at the very end, the rooftop of
our building.
Oh,
no kidding. So it's not just like you're not going to sit in your seat all night.
Oh, no, it's a moving piece. We did it a couple years ago with a production called Unrequited, which was very similar to the story of Romeo and Juliet. Mm-hmm. And it was a big success. And there were so many people that wanted to come see it. But of course, with the movement aspect, there's a limited amount of tickets for each performance.
Sure.
And so we were very thankful that Fufu was like, let's do it. And so we're super excited to be doing on.
So that's, when is that, in November? Is that the October, November?
It's going to run like the very end of October until like the first week of November.
So the auditions are, maybe, do you have the times when the auditions for
I can absolutely get that information for you.
So basically for this one, it's a pretty broad range of ages too, I was noticing.
Completely.
Not that I always look at the audition.
Yeah, and with these it's a little different. So auditions for this show are going to be on September 8th and 9th. And with the performances happening, literally, I say the end of October, it ends on October 31st.
Okay.
So literally it opens on Halloween and goes all the way until November the 8th.
How fun. So be sure and check out the Pensacola Little Theater's website, because it has all the show's events on there. It has all the ways you can sponsor the upcoming season, Improbable Causes.
We've got a show tomorrow night for Improbable Cause.
Oh, talk about that too, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm a member of the, I call it Pensacola's professional and premier improv troupe. And we have been around we're on our 20th season as an improv troupe,
remember
which is
when
wild.
That started.
Oh, performing at the Silver Screen and all those other places. But we are a short form improv troupe that performs locally at the Pensacola Little Theater, as well as at the Handlebar periodically throughout the month. And we just put on a great show. It's all improvised, so it's completely unscripted, made up off the top of our heads, and all inspired by the suggestions from you. And
so I love it. So that's tomorrow, Saturday night.
That's tomorrow night, yeah. Okay. So our show's at 10:30 p.m., which is...
Where is it?
It's at Pensacola Little Theater, which is even better. You're already there.
There you go. That's right. All right. We're talking with Topher Warren, multi-talented. He's a director, actor, teacher, and he's the education director at Pensacola Little Theater. We're going to come back if you have any questions or thoughts, 850-437-1620, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes on Pep Talk. Welcome back. This is Pep Talk on Friday, talking with Topher Warren, who's the education director at Pensacola Little Theater. Got a question that came in from one of our listeners. Do you have classes early in the day for homeschooled students?
That is such an incredible question. Yes, so we actually do, depending on the age of your student. So we have a Acting for Kids homeschool class, which is on Thursdays from noon until about 1:30 p.m., and that's for our second to fifth grade class. What's really great is that class has really grown. When I first offered it about 2 years ago, I think I had a class of three students.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, we got a lot done, and it was still 100% just total blast. Mm-hmm. And last year, we had about seven students, so it's slowly growing. Yes, on Thursdays from 12 until 1:30 p.m., we have an Acting for Kids homeschool class.
So where can they go to find out all that information?
Great question. So it's me at PensacolaLittleTheater.com, and if you go /classes, it's going to give you a list of every one of our classes. It's kind of a description of each class and the times and who the professors or instructors are for that class.
Excellent. So thanks for sending that question in. That was a great question. We're excited because tonight is opening night for what again, that play?
It's for Goonie Bird Green and Her True Life Adventures.
Okay, so you can get the tickets also online as well, and I would say don't miss it. They've got this weekend and next weekend.
Correct. And then only seats about 100 people per audience. So it's definitely, if you want to come see it, get your ticket before it's gone.
That's very smart. Do that today while you're thinking about it. And then you do have some other things coming up this year. I understand you are directing again, sir.
I am. I'm going into my fifth production with PLT.
Wow.
And so it's totally wild.
I remember when Topher was just getting started
just
at PLT back
just
in the day.
Just a wee little director. The next production we have coming up is part of our Studio 400 series, which is like our experimental. It's usually underproduced works. It's new, but it's a play called The Flick, written by Annie Baker.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes place kind of like in a movie theater style setting, which is really interesting. There is a newer director. Their name is KG Uslan. That they are phenomenal. And there can be, it's their, also their directorial debut in the studio series of this, in this
gotcha.
Realm.
Okay.
And they're going to be great. It's just a really great stepping into the quiet chaos of the movie theater of The Flick. And so it's kind of very interesting.
Yeah.
And that opens on the 29th of August until the 7th of September.
Oh, so that's coming up.
Yeah, like right around the corner.
Okay.
And then as soon as that's done, which is September 7th, on September the 19th, I am directing the musical Jekyll and Hyde.
Which
is our opening
right.
of our main stage series.
Oh, boy. Okay, got to talk about that. We've got about a minute left here.
Let's do it.
Go for it.
It's the story of Dr. Jekyll and Henry Jekyll and Edward Hyde of, you know, taking place in the 1880s in Victorian London.
Oh, big Broadway hit.
Yes, and beautiful score. I will say it's probably one of the hardest shows I've ever had to direct because there's like 41 songs in the show. So it's vocally heavy. This cast is incredible.
I saw the cast list. It was some of the best actors and singers in town.
I'm going to brag a little bit. Like, you know, I have Gavin Parmley as my as Jekyll and Hyde, who's just a local talent here.
Right,
just incredible.
Right.
But it's going to be just an incredible show that you're, it's very spooky and happening right before the Halloween season hits.
So boy.
If you love great music and you love a spooky story, this is going to be right up your alley.
So exciting. So much happening at Pensacola Little Theater, but tonight is the night. So one more time before we go, all the
opening
info.
Opening night for Goonie Bird Green and Her True Life Adventures. The show tonight is at 7 o'clock, and then the rest of this weekend is going to be at 2:30 matinee. You can get your tickets at PensacolaLittleTheater.com, or you can visit the building itself. We're open from noon until 5.
Perfect. Topher, thank you so much for coming in on a busy opening night Friday.
Hey,
I really appreciate
me.
It. We love Pensacola Little Theater. If you haven't been, you got to get there. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We will be back in just a couple of minutes right here on News Radio 92.3.